Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Xavier Worthy, the second time in the end zone in the first game of his career. A 35-yard strike by Mahomes to the Chiefs' first-round draft pick.
And welcome into Fesco in the Morning.
Or Fesco and Dusty, as we call it these days. But hey, I heard it was retro night at Arrowhead yesterday, so what the hell, right?
That's right. It was retro night at the Arrowhead Stadium at GHA. Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Mac Morey. This is Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan.
We're not worthy! We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
And we are totally serious to be here with you this morning. And what a final call it was last night.
Ravens trailing 27-20 to the Chiefs. 5 seconds left. Ravens at the 10-yard line of Kansas City. Chiefs trying to play picket fence defense at the goal line. Jackson's been elusive in this game. Big rush by Kansas City. Spinning around is Jackson. He will throw it late at the back of the end zone, and the pass is caught. It's a touchdown for the Ravens. 9 yards deep in the end zone by Isaiah Likely. And what a great play by Lamar Jackson to keep the play alive and find Likely at the back of the end zone. Now will the Ravens go for two to try to win it?
Oh, yeah. It was a touchdown. The runner's toe hit out of bounds. It's an incomplete pass. The game is over.
Sean Hockley, I've never loved you more, brother. Incomplete, and Kansas City wins this game by a toenail.
That final call you could have heard here on 96.5 The Fan by one and only and the great one, Mitch Holtis. The game is over and won by a toenail.
I mean, unbelievable, brother. I mean, like, I have not seen anything
I was really hoping when he caught it. I'm sitting there, there's a couple people at the house, and I'm looking around, I'm like, okay, they're probably going to go for two, and then, of course, long neck Harbaugh is like, put the two fingers up.
Oh, yeah, he knew it was out of bounds. He was trying to get that play in
fast. And
then
as soon as I let it, like, incorporate into my head, I'm like, did he get in?
Yeah.
And then, of course, the NBC great camera work.
Oh, like, my God, what a camera.
Going everywhere, and they're like, I don't know if this is in, and the first shot they hit, I'm like, that ain't a touchdown. Yeah, that, I'm like, game's over.
But what scared me was Terry McCauley up in the booth saying it shouldn't be a touchdown, because those guys are always wrong. But I've never seen an ending like that. And I was sitting out on the lanai last night, Dusty, as you know, one of your favorite spots in Kansas City, right? Mm-hmm. All curled up out there. I see Jen and I can't watch the games together. I mean, it's just.
Is she really stressful to you?
Oh, God, yes. Okay. Like, she hasn't learned, right? Like, when was the last time you saw me stressed over a game? I know how these things are going to go, right? Yeah. It's going to go just fine. So I'm like, I got to go sit outside. Plus, I don't know. There was something in the air last night. And something in the air this morning. The allergies are really bad today. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. So I'm sitting outside.
What was in the air?
I don't know what was in the air last night. It's in the air and everywhere, like our friend Ben Maller.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
Quiet is my favorite part. We're 3 minutes in. This is what Friday's going to be. I hope you're all happy.
He didn't get back to mom's house till 1.
No, you know? It was like 2 hours ago.
Yeah, by the time I fell asleep, it was pushing midnight last night. So, we're running on adrenaline. We're running on coffee.
Right.
And we're running on all kinds of, you know, whatever it is to get us to 10 o'clock today.
I'm running on 1-0, baby. Yeah,
we're also running on 1-0. But like,
I'm running on 6 to midnight.
So as soon as that game ended, right, my initial thought is, and I guess I'm weird like this. I go, this is why we love the NFL. Like,
no doubt.
If you're an NFL fan, you're a sports fan, right? Like that game last night was money, baby. Like it had everything you could want. It had Xavier Worthy speed. It had Patrick Mahomes. It had Lamar Jackson, whose air yards in the first half were 0.4. Like, I'm a Lamar apologist, but learn how to throw the football, sir.
Back it up, Terry.
Yeah, exactly. You had some good defense last night being played by these guys. I mean, like both sides playing some good defense. And then it comes down to a play like that. Like that guy's toenail was on the out of bounds line. And the Chiefs win that game. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, are we feeling good on a Friday headed into a long weekend where we don't have to worry about any games. We can put our feet up, watch the game on the tube, bounce around red zone, and know we've got ourselves a big lead now already in the AFC, basically up 2 games with 1 game in. And boy, oh boy, was that a stellar, stellar football game last night. Xavier Worthy, Rashee Rice, Noah Gray. I mean, look at, we didn't even mention Kelsey. All those guys making plays from an offensive standpoint. My God, that was fun last night.
It was amazing that all of what you said, and the most important part of what you said was, it's game one.
Right.
Like, if you want to know why, like, I'm dead serious when I say this, and we will break down this game all damn day, and there's going to be some hints of after hours for those of you that are real ones. But the best part about this, when people ask, why are there games on Christmas Day? Why are there games on Amazon? Why are there games on Peacock? Because everything that you watched last night, everybody wants a piece
of that. Yep.
When we see the ratings come out of what last night's game was, you are going to see an absolute gigantic percentage of how many people, and let alone Kansas City, watched that game, because I don't think there was, I mean, at one point when I had to do a last minute drive to see every TV in every living room like Tirico on it. And I'm like, not being a peeping Tom, but like people, it was kind of nice as that storm kind of came through and like the temperature dropped, everybody's window, you know, open or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was like NBC, 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 NBC. Now everybody in my neighborhood's like 75 and older, and I'm like the young buck in the neighborhood.
So you were on Peacock and they were all on antenna, right?
But yeah. This is why. Like we're heavily Chiefs biased today. That game was off awesome. People in Baltimore are like, that game sucked.
Yeah.
But like, this is why we watch, and this is exactly what the product was. This was the Kansas City Chiefs, number one. Number two, it was an entertaining end of a game. Like, I pulled a Bob Fesco. I went to Twitter. I was like, this game is over. Once Xavier Worthy caught that touchdown all the way, and it was like, okay, this game's over. And, of course, people are like, stop it, stop. There's plenty. And then all of a sudden, it got to that point where I'm like, all right, if they go down and score, I could see Harbaugh going for two, and I don't know.
It's the right move.
Right, you're on the road.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know if I'll be able to go to sleep. And then the play gets reversed, and it was like, you ready to go to bed?
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, we're good. And this is exactly the type of game that if you could go back and tell yourself how it was going to go, you knew it was going to be a nail biter. For those of you that got it at 46 and a half, you were so happy.
Oh, my God. my friend Vip out in Vegas is like, the line out here was 48. How do they know? I'm like, they just do. It's unbelievable.
They're not going to know. And Chiefs minus three, 46 and a half.
Right.
And they called that back in like December.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, I'm joking, but they called it back in like April.
As soon as that schedule came out,
minus
boom,
three,
done.
Yeah. 46 and a half. We had Alex Gold on yesterday. If you missed it, go back, look at the Odyssey app. No. And when you watch that game, it's like, was there even a break of the NFL season? Like, did the Chiefs even like take any time off? Because that's
200 and some days, Tirico kept telling us, right?
And I will tell you this, and we were told this too by Nate Taylor and by other people that cover this team day in and day out. Mitchell, that looked a lot like the 2018 Kansas City Chiefs offense.
It did.
Isaiah, and I put this as well. I tweeted this. They did all of that offensive statistical stuff, and really, the only Travis Kelce moment we got, which coincidentally was a franchise history
moment.
And how
perfect was that as well, right?
And it's this play right here.
Now it's third down, 11 for the Chiefs. Football back in their own territory at their own 47-yard line. Ravens crowd the line of scrimmage. Twist up front. Mahomes trying to buy time. Moving to his right. He's in trouble. Shakes free. Now fires the ball right side. It is caught by Kelce. First down. Down to the Raven 30-yard line. All the way across the field for 23 yards. And now Patrick Mahomes just passed the late, great Len Dawson for the most passing yards.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Kansas City Chiefs history, and it's only poetic that he goes to Travis Kelce for 23 yards to break the record.
I mean, that's
why he's the best, you know, in all facets of that. That's why Mahomes is the best in the league. It's why he's the best franchise quarterback ever. He's of the Kansas City Chiefs. It's why Travis Kelce comes up in big moments. But that's the, to me, And we'll get into why you were right and why I was right and why Mac was right. And I don't mean to, like, toot our own horn. You know what? Screw it. I do mean to toot our own
horn. We're going
to
toot our own horn.
We gave you guys exactly what we wanted to see, and it's exactly what happened.
It's exactly what happened. I got people winning money over me saying Xavier Worthy first touchdown of the game. Guy showed me his bet on Twitter, won $210 awesome. On that. Way to go, my man.
And the thing that is... that stuck out, and again, we'll break this whole thing down. We've got 4 hours to do it for you. I could do it for 12 if they wanted me to. But the thing,
don't tempt that they may.
Nah, they won't. Yeah. But the thing about this that stuck out to me the most was that team's offense reminded me, and again, there's some polishing that will happen, but that offense reminded me of when they had Tyreek Hill, Sammy Watkins, and Kareem Hunt and Patrick Mahomes and all those guys where it was like, we don't know who's going to stop us, and Travis Kelce and the team as well. But the one thing that stuck out to me the most was that team was clicking last night and they didn't even really use Travis Kelce.
And they really didn't even play their best game from an offensive standpoint either. I mean, they put up 27 points, and I thought Mahomes was very okay last night. I didn't think he was spectacular as you could be, had the interception. I mean, if Patrick Mahomes doesn't throw that interception and they move down the field, like, we're not talking about a toe at the end of the game. We're talking about a blowout win for the Chiefs. And so that interception, obviously, you take that off the table and it changes the game a little bit. But I thought from an offensive standpoint, that was a good first effort, right? Like that's a good first effort that you can build off of. You can look at some of the mistakes and say, don't throw that interception again, or whatever the case may be. Don't get sacked, or however it is. Don't a couple of passes were dropped again. Juju Smith-Schuster with a big drop, Travis with a drop. And then of course, and the one
I don't
that
blame
Pacheco,
Juju for that drop.
Nah,
though,
that was a tough catch.
That hit the ground and popped out. No, like,
it was a tough catch. And of course, everybody immediately texted me, Tony would have caught that. And then the one that everybody's talking about was the Pacheco wheel route where he dropped that. And as soon as he dropped that, I go, you know what? He would have gotten destroyed had he caught that.
Or he'd have had like an eight. It was one or the other. Is either he was going to get blown up or it was going to be one of those like slid right off and he was going to walk
in. I
mean,
I saw that play happening right before my eyes. I'm like, oh my God, this guy's going to get blown up here. Drop the ball and you save yourself because it was a heat seeking missile coming out of Isaiah Pacheco or at Isaiah Pacheco, I should say. Right. But I mean, it was a tremendous game. And I'm so excited for the way that it went down. The defense played well. They came up big when they needed to. And obviously the offense did what they needed to do. And then Tucker misses a field goal too. I mean, how big is that in the game, right? Like,
take a
mother
backseat.
Tucker, man. I mean, unbelievable. You know, I think we saw last night Harrison Butker's the better kicker.
Been saying it for 2 years.
Than Tucker, right? Yeah, not so good last night. And whew, when we get into some of this Baltimore stuff, I want to start this show at 5:30. I'm ready to fight every Raven right now too, because they got some mouths on them and maybe they've become the big rival now for this team.
And there's probably two reasons why they don't like Patrick Mahomes. One is because Patrick Mahomes makes that pass to Zay Flowers in the end zone instead of Lamar Jackson throwing it way left. And then also this audio right here before we go to break.
I mean, could it look good from my angle on the sideline? But then the first view you saw, you could see the cleat. So that's a great football team, and I'm sure we'll see him again at some point in the playoffs. So now we're happy with the win now, and he's got to wear white cleats next time. That's my advice for him.
Two things there. It's cheeky. Bob didn't say that he'd have the first touchdown of the game when it came to Xavier Worthy. He said the first Chiefs touchdown. So the text line, take a little step back, go back and listen to the audio again. And the second thing is, you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.